I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Richard Holbrooke is being remembered today as a towering figure in U.S. foreign policy, a hard-charging, brilliant, tireless diplomat, and a, quote, ferocious advocate of U.S. interests. Richard Holbrooke died last night after lengthy heart surgery. He was 69 years old. He was best known for helping to broker the Dayton Peace Agreement, which ended the Bosnian War in 1995. Holbrooke went toe-to-toe with Serbian President Slobodan Milosevic, and it wasn't looking good.
At about 8:30 or 9 in the morning, with 800 journalists waiting outside, ready for the failure announcement, Milosevic walked through the snow into our offices and said, "One more try." And he made one final offer. We raced off to see Izetbegović, and Izetbegović listened, the Bosnian president, and he said, "This is not a just peace, but it is peace, and my people need peace."
Richard Holbrooke's career also included a stint as a young Foreign Service officer in Vietnam and later U.S. ambassador to the United Nations. When Ambassador Holbrooke died, he was the Obama administration's point man on Afghanistan and Pakistan. The World's Jeb Sharp tells us what he accomplished in his final post.
There were some skeptics when Holbrooke was first appointed to the job of special representative for Afghanistan and Pakistan. He was known for banging heads together and speaking bluntly to war criminals. This new job was about coordinating and corralling U.S. policy in a region even more complicated than the Balkans. But Holbrooke sank his teeth into it as only he could. Caroline Wadhams is director for South Asia Security Studies at the Center for American Progress.
Ambassador Holbrooke was working on regional diplomatic efforts. He was working on relief in Pakistan. He was working on agricultural development, reintegration, governance issues in Afghanistan, a strategic dialogue between the U.S. and Pakistan, a number of different issues.
Wadhams says Holbrooke made tremendous contributions to the civilian side of U.S. efforts in both countries. He tripled the number of civilians working in Afghanistan on behalf of the U.S. government. He shifted the counter-narcotics strategy away from aerial spraying of poppy fields towards something more comprehensive, and he stepped up regional diplomatic efforts.
He created this special contact group of envoys from around the world to meet and discuss and work on Afghanistan especially.
Perhaps above all, he broke down bureaucratic barriers in Washington. Vali Nasser was a senior advisor to Holbrooke.
I think one of the legacies of Ambassador Holbrooke would be the idea of having a whole-of-government approach within one unit in order to make the U.S. government much more effective in reaching its objectives.
The interagency group Holbrooke put together for Afghanistan and Pakistan was legendary. It included outside experts, hand-picked Foreign Service officers, and representatives of key agencies and departments such as the FBI, the CIA, Treasury, Homeland Security, and USAID. Peter Bergen directs the National Security Studies Program at the New America Foundation in Washington.
You know, if you walked into his office in the State Department for a meeting, he would turn it into a free-willing discussion about what was going on in Afghanistan with anybody and everybody who walked in. Very democratic in the way that he ran things in his office. Anybody could offer an opinion, and he encouraged dissension and argumentation and hired some extraordinary people to work with him.
Holbrooke needed those extraordinary people. He had taken on the most complicated and onerous assignment available with the knowledge that time was of the essence if anything was to be accomplished. And now he has left the stage at a critical moment. Bergen thinks the job will continue, but it won't be the same.
No one's going to fill Ambassador Holbrooke's shoes. I just, you know, by sheer dint of personality, he's one of the most unusual foreign service officers, diplomats that the United States has ever seen. I don't think, you know, that maybe they will find somebody else to do the job, but it won't be done with quite his passion and ability to get things done.
Bergen says the only person who comes to mind who might fit the bill going forward is the 3-star general and current U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan, Carl Eikenberry.
This is not a job where you just put in somebody who's very bright. The learning curve is just enormously steep. To understand the complexities of what's going on in Afghanistan and Pakistan, you'd want to have somebody who can start, you know, doesn't need 6 months to get up to speed.
Bergen says it's a critical moment, but it's not just Holbrooke's experience and stature that are gone. It's his advocacy of civilian issues as a route to peace. Caroline Wadhams worries about that loss.
You know, he was really a force within the administration for pushing these issues forward. It's very sad, both personally for his family and his friends and colleagues, but also for the strategy.
That strategy is now under review, and a report from the Obama administration is imminent. It's expected to say there's been some significant progress, but there's still a long way to go. Holbrooke always knew it would be a long road, but he relished the challenge. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.